T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ray Barker, the program director at the North Park Theater, is with us here. And Ray, Friday is going to be a monumental day for North Park Theater and, frankly, movie theaters in upstate New York, since you finally are able to reopen. I mean, let's first walk through these last 7 months that you've had to deal with, where you haven't had any patrons come into the theater at all. How frustrating is it, especially given that, you know, there were a lot of good things that were expected for 2020? You think about the movies that were supposed to come out, like that John Krasinski movie that ended up not coming out in theaters. They're holding off on that. I mean, what do you think was missed in these 7 months?
Well, just on the John Krasinski movie, Quiet Place Part II, which was filmed in Buffalo, we were scheduled to have a premiere the very week we got shut down in March. In fact, we had another premiere scheduled that week for Never, Rarely, Sometimes, Always. So we lost two premieres that week, which was tough because those would have been big revenue generators. At the beginning of all this, we were very patient because we saw the impact that COVID was having on the public health system. And we totally understand we are a non-essential business. We're an entertainment venue. But they told us originally we would be in phase four. So the frustrating bit has been that phase four happened at the end of June and we were still closed because they said, oh, there's going to be sub-phases now. And we've seen these other businesses open, bowling alleys, gyms, and that's been the frustrating thing because I think we can keep people safe. We have the design here to keep people safe.
600 seats in this theater and 25% capacity. It was mentioned today that's 150 people who can do that math. Well, you're only allowed to max out at 50. Social distancing should not be a problem here. I know I asked you up there today, but I'd love to ask you again, just, you know, how frustrating is it that you can only accommodate 50 people at a time? And how's that going to work? Is it first come, first serve?
Well, it is frustrating that there's a kind of a cap of 50 when we have an auditorium that's this big. But I'm actually very optimistic that we're open. I mean, we've gone through 7 months of being closed. We've brought in some revenue through our virtual cinema and through doing a couple other creative things, but it's tough. It's tough for anyone not to have revenue for 7 months. So the positive thing is we're open on Friday, and we can accommodate at least 50 people per show. But it's not going to be easy.
What do people need to know if they're coming out to North Park Theater on Friday?
They need to wear a mask. They need to know that it's mandatory for everyone coming to North Park to wear a mask. They have to know that their seat will be assigned. They'll get a choice of where they want to sit, but we'll let them choose a row to make sure that people are socially distanced. And just to use common sense, you know, when you're around in the auditorium or you go to the bathroom, wear your mask, you know, but once you're seated and distanced from people, enjoy your popcorn, sit back and relax. In terms of first come, first serve, we do sell tickets online. So if people want to ensure they get a ticket, they can buy online. But we also have a certain number of tickets reserved for box office only. They can still purchase at the box office, which is not a problem. Our box office is encased in glass, so we're perfectly, you know, distanced from customers with that. We're excited to see that so many people have bought tickets already.
Do you think, I was going to ask you if you think people are going to actually be coming out or if they're concerned about staying home this entire time, but you mentioned that they're already purchasing tickets. They're ready to come out here.
Yeah, one of the nice things about online ticketing is we can see what the pre-sales, and which helps us with staffing and planning a bit. And we've seen great sales, some near online sellouts. We still have tickets available at the box office. But it was very encouraging to see those numbers, because a week ago, I didn't know how many people we're going to get. And we might have had 4 or 5 people a show. And now to see that there's a real momentum here behind getting out and getting out of the house, getting out of the apartment, having some fun, gives me a hope for the future.
You know, I'd be remiss to remember, I was in this building, I feel like it was almost 4 years to the day that you guys had the debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And people were hooting and hollering. You had this theater packed as people were watching and observing what was happening. And I don't want to get into the political discussion with you, because I know that's not, you know, what we're here to do. But tonight is the final debate between President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden. Do you wish that you could have had at least the ability to kind of mirror the experience from 4 years ago, get people back in the theater just one way or another? It's, you miss it by one day.
Well, you know, Governor Cuomo's announcement that we could reopen came on Saturday. It was a bit of an October surprise. You know, you mentioned politics. Usually we think of an October surprise involving politics. This one involved in entertainment. And there's so much work and preparation that has to go in getting ready. I'm glad we at least have had a week, because you have to keep in mind, we have to refresh all our stock. We didn't know when we were going to reopen. So I'm kind of glad it's not tonight. And I'm also glad that we're going to have these family-friendly Halloween pictures. It's going to bring the community together. I mean, there's been so much emphasis on the political season. And I think people sometimes want to escape that. You know, they deal with that on the news. They deal with that every night. But sometimes when you come out for a movie, you just want to escape away in something that's really pleasant and fun.
That's right. Come see Sarah Jessica Parker in Hocus Pocus on Friday, right?
That's right. We're going to have that in Nightmare Before Christmas. These are, you know, family favorites that people have not been able to see on the big screen for quite some time, because these are, quote, in the Disney vault. And Disney doesn't let them out except on very rare occasions. So it may be 10 or 15 years before people have a chance to see them on the big screen again. So come out while you can.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Anything else you want our listeners to know?
Again, just want to thank the city of Buffalo for their generous support. We appreciate the encouragement, because it's been a dark 7 months.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.